Okay, so please listen to the sound of the bell. Okay, so please keep your back straight, close your eyes, and please put your both hands on your knees. So in this retreat, we have been discussing about many things, but especially the true meaning of mindfulness, breathing in, I know I am breathing in, breathing out, I know I am breathing out. This knowing is a mindfulness. But this knowing is totally different from ordinary knowing. How different? To understand the true meaning of this knowing, we have to understand ourselves. Our true self. We are double structured. Until now, we thought ordinary mind is me, and ordinary mind has its body. And mind and body is me. But this ordinary mind is very tricky. It creates movie, or we can say stories, in your head. Then now I'm not so sure about what is real, what is just a story. And nobody knows. Then when we are living in our stories, it means in our head, we are disconnected from our body. We don't feel our body. Only very strong feeling like a pain, we can feel only that kind of things. But we can never feel subtle things. Then, if we try to be mindful in this kind of situation, it's impossible. Because our ordinary mind is nothing but monkey mind. It doesn't stay at one place. So, what should we do? First, we have to be reconnected with our body. By being reconnected with our body, our thinking mind is becoming slower, 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 slower. And eventually, we can get out of our head, our story. Then, little by little, we will find totally new self, new dimension, which are totally different from ordinary mind, ordinary dimension, which we have been living for many, many years since we are born. Unless we find this new dimension, meditation does not work, because meditation, mindfulness, or compassion, they work only in this new dimension. So first of all, we have to have a very clear idea that there are two kinds of dimensions. Ordinary dimension and a new dimension, or ordinary mind, or a new mind, or new consciousness. Then practicing, we switch from old one to new one. Only then meditation works. Mindfulness makes sense. Only then you can realize everything which mindfulness teachers are talking about. Observing things as it is, without like and dislikes, without any judgmental mind, and observing like a breath, constantly. You can do it effortlessly, naturally. You are just mindful. You are aware of your in-breath, out-breath, effortlessly. Why? Because already you are in a new dimension, new consciousness. So, in order to go to this new dimension, body is a key point. Why? Body and our crazy monkey mind, these two are incompatible. When our crazy monkey mind is working so hard, so fast, at the time we can never feel our body. So it means when we can touch our body at the time our crazy monkey mind is becoming slower, and finally it's gone. So body and monkey mind, it changed. Monkey mind disappeared and your body appeared. When monkey mind is working hard, at the time there's no body. Okay, so let's go back to the insight of our body. But it's very difficult to feel the insight of our body because we have been disconnected from our body for many, many years. And we have been living only in our head. So as long as we are living in our head, it's almost impossible to stop our mind. And our mind is just creating, anxious story about tomorrow and remembering bad memories, and we just can't stop it. Even if we try to make a happy story, happy movies, it does not work. So, how to overcome this disconnection? And how can we feel the inside of our body again? So, first observe your emotion, negative emotion. We have been having anxiety, anger, jealousy, fear, etc. We don't become anxious only by mind. We become anxious with mind and body. There is a body's reaction to anxiety. Very uncomfortable feelings in our chest, in our stomach. When you are angry, there is a body's reaction to your anger in your chest, in your intestine, or maybe in your face. When we become angry, our face becomes red, and we can feel it, very uncomfortable. Now it's very quiet. So most of you don't have a strong negative emotion whatsoever. But still you have some emotion, some thinking. Then you have also body's reaction to this emotion and thinking. In your chest, in your stomach, in your eyeball, in your face, in your shoulder, so please be aware of your body's reaction to these things. Focusing therapy people say, they talk about felt sense. So almost like a felt sense, you just feel it. Okay, so why don't we pay attention to body's reaction to our emotion and our thinking? Okay, so please move your attention to your abdomen, lower abdomen, just below your navel. What is going on over there? Your abdomen is rising and falling, following your inhaling and exhaling. So please feel these two, rising and falling, and inhaling and exhaling. Okay, so please put your both hands on your knees, but your palms are facing the ceiling. By paying attention to your abdomen and breathing, your thinking mind has been becoming slower and slower, and little by little you are now connected with different dimension of your body, which is filled with subtle energy. You are going down to the deeper level of your body. It's filled with subtle energy, and you can feel it at your most sensitive place, like your hand. If we are left-handed, then left hand. So in your right hand, already you can feel this vibration. On your skin, each feelings are already spreading. In your five fingers, bubbling. And in your palm, it's becoming very active. And then your arm . This subtle energy is spreading all over your arm. Your right elbow and right shoulder. And left hand. Left arm. hands, both arms. Then let's go to our right foot, our toes, our sole, right heel, right ankle, right knee, right thigh, and right hip joint. Left foot, left calf, knee, thigh, and left hip joint. Both feet, both legs are now just alive. Used to be, they are just empty, but now they are alive. And your hip is on the cushion, being supported by the cushion. Please feel how it is supported. You are entering into your hip and joined with both feet and legs. Then you can feel your lower body. Okay, so let's go to our upper body. We concentrate on the spine. Please pay attention to the bottom of your spine on the cushion. Then just imagine your spine is like a tube and your attention is going through this tube, breathing in, you are climbing up in this tube, feeling the inside of this tube spine, inch by inch. Then it reaches the top of your head, the crown. Then now you can go down by breathing out. Breathing in up, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. Okay, so now, not each part, but you pay attention to your whole body. And your whole body is filled with subtle energy. So your whole body is almost like a subtle body. So please feel your subtle body. Now your palms are just down, you know. So now you are out of your head completely. And your body is filled with sattva energy. And what do you find? You find not only just sattva energy, now you find very warm vibration. Yes, it's compassion. When we are living in a small head, small house, it's head, we are full of negative emotions. Unhappiness is a default. We're not so sure whether we want to become happy or not. Because unhappiness is so familiar. But now, all negative emotions are extremely unfamiliar. Then you can allow yourself to be just happy. You forgive yourself. You don't have to be unhappy anymore. So, please pray like this. May I be well and happy. May I be free from any kind of suffering. Please contemplate like this. Your mind is very light. You are touching the real compassion. It changes the whole human relationship. So why don't we re-establish, reset our human relationship based on this compassion? So why don't we start with a person whom we love, whom we like, whom we respect, like your friends, family, or teachers. Please choose one of them and place him or her in front of you, keeping 1.5 meter distance. And you visualize their happy smiling face. Then you like their smile. Then you pray like this: may this person be well and happy. By praying their happiness, you enter into their mind. And to your surprise, actually, they still have a suffering, pain in their mind, behind their smile. Then you really want them to be free from these things. Then you pray, may this person be free from any kind of suffering, pain, agony, anxiety, like that. By praying, you say this prayer in your mind silently a few times. Then something will arise, real compassion. Then you don't have to say anymore. You just feel it. You just go deep, deep, deep into this compassion, silently. May this person be well and happy. May they be free from any kind of suffering. So you have a very strong compassion toward your friends. But this compassion is just spreading. So for you, friends or strangers, there's no difference. So whoever you meet, everywhere, on the street, in the station, in some shopping shops, or in some restaurants, whoever you meet, you feel compassion. So, please remember some person whom you just met yesterday on the street, or when you are shopping, or when you are traveling. Maybe you just remember. Of course, you don't know their name. You don't know who he is, who she is. But you feel already they are my friend. Okay? So please praise this kind of person in front of you and please pray like this. May this person be well and happy. May this person be free from any kind of suffering. Okay, so when you feel everybody is here, my friend, at at the time you have no negative emotion whatsoever. Nothing. But when we are living in our head, we are full of negative emotion, and to someone we have been having a negative emotion for many years. Anger, jealousy, hatred, resentment. And this is the main reason of my suffering. So why don't we look at this person to whom we have been having a negative emotion from this position? Meaning, there's no negative emotion whatsoever right now. Okay, so please place him or her in front of you, and then please pray like this. May this person be well and happy. May this person be free from any kind of suffering. Yes. Now you are free. You are free from any kind of suffering. You don't have to worry about anything anymore. So then, you can pray like this, like every spiritual traditions has same prayer like this. May all sentient beings be well and happy. May all sentient beings be free from any kind of suffering.
Yes, now the world is filled with compassion,
But still, there's some black smoke in this world, in people's mind. And this, because of this black smoke, people's are just negative. And they cannot get out of this negativity. But as you know, compassion has a power of purification. So why don't we purify all this black smoke with the power of compassion? So please first visualize black smoke in this world. And by breathing in, please swallow it. Now black smoke is now in you. But don't worry, you are in the middle of compassion. That's why this black smoke is purified and transformed into the light of compassion. Then breathing out, you return this light of compassion to this world. Breathing in, may the black smoke will be purified. Breathing out, may this world be filled with light of compassion. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. Okay, so now you can see your in-breath, out-breath so clearly. So now you don't have to think of black smoke or combustion, anything like that. Just drop it. Okay? Then you can do your anapanasati, breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. So please pay your attention to your breath at the entrance of your nostril. You know? You just breathe naturally. You don't have to control your breathing. You just breathe naturally and you just pay attention to your in-breath, out-breath. Okay? So you can do this anapanasati as long as you want. Okay? So you just do sattva body meditation, then compassion meditation, then anapanasati meditation.